What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Maritime legal expert Jim Walker is with us. Welcome to Cruise Radio, Jim.
Thanks, Matt and Doug. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jim, before we get to your six tips to staying safe at sea, which, by the way, can be found at cruiselawnews.com, I want to ask you something about back in, I think it was 2005, Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas, the honeymoon disappearance. Whatever was the conclusion to that?
Well, the conclusion is that the FBI still has what they're calling an open and active investigation.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean a whole lot, quite frankly.
Right.
And, you know, there's a debate. Did George Smith drink too much alcohol and sit on the rail and fall off smoking a cigar? I don't think so. Or was he a victim of something more sinister, which has never really been explained? So I think, unfortunately, that's going to remain a mystery.
Let's get to the six tips to staying safe at sea. And a lot of these, I mean, there's six of these. They're all pretty much common sense, but they're obviously great reminders. The first one, watch your kids.
Watch your kids. You know, on our Cruise Law News blog, we have logged about a lot of unpleasant things. And I know your listeners, a lot of your listeners are cruise fans, and I don't want to lose half your audience right with the first question.
Right.
But you'll see a lot of news coming out about child pornography on cruise ships. There are crew members that aren't vetted that pose a risk to children. There are passengers who are sexual predators. Now, all that sounds pretty sinister, but it's the same thing that happens and could happen in your own hometown.
I was just going to say, you know, if you go to your sheriff's website and look at the list of sex offenders in your area, you're going to find a disturbing number within a 3-mile radius of your home.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The unique thing, Matt, about cruise ships, though, is you have parents who have watched their children. You know, they would never let their kids walk home from school, never let them go to a mall by themselves.
And yet
they go on a cruise, and they're sucked into letting their guard down.
Right.
And a lot of it is just the natural inclination to want to let loose and relax. But the other dynamic is the fact that the cruise lines really tout this concept of family cruising, that it's safe to let your kids run wild at the HTO, you know, water park. And they talk about, you know, relax, come to the sauna, go to the casino, you know, after the second seating, watch a show, dance up in the disco, and relax while we're taking care of your kids. And our concern is that a lot of the counselors on the cruise ships are not properly vetted. A lot of them come from foreign countries where, unlike the U.S. that has a driver's license database and sexual predator databases, a lot of the crew members, particularly the cabin attendants, are from countries that don't have any kind of database. They don't have a Social Security database. There's really no way to vet them, and the cruise lines don't vet most of those employees anyway. They let the hiring agents try to do background checks. So one of the concerns I have on this Watch Your Kids is we have found in the past decade parents let their guards down and they leave their 12-year-old daughter in the cabin or their 9-year-old son and they think it's safe and then they go out and have a good time and a cabin attendant can get in and we've seen a number of really very unpleasant things that have happened. A lot of parents are flabbergasted that things like that happen. So, you know, what we tell the public on social media and on Twitter and so forth is you've got to be careful. There are things that happen just like any major city, and there are certain particular risks with cruising because you have the cruise employees that have access to your cabin, and you need to stay alert and protect your children at all times.
Let's move to number two. You have watch your drinks.
Yeah, this is another thing that sounds like it's just a common sense suggestion that most women should take into consideration any time they go out into the public. There have been a number of sexual assaults that have occurred on cruise ships where women have been given date rape drugs.
Well, that moves right into number three there. Don't get knee walking drunk or let your kids drink.
Yeah, you know, we were all kids. I was I was in college, I was in a fraternity, and it's one thing becoming intoxicated on firm, stationary ground, and it's quite another thing being intoxicated on a cruise ship. There's a big issue that was debated before Congress on the height of the rails, and there was a suggestion that some of the rails on cruise ships were too low. And I know a lot of your listeners are thinking, oh, come on, give me a break. It's an issue of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
But the law down in Florida, the general maritime law applied down in the Florida courts, imposes legal liability on the cruise ships when they overserve their passengers. So right. If a bartender serves too much alcohol, serves a guest alcohol to the point of intoxication and then past the point of intoxication, and they come up to a railing and they lean over and they fall off the ship, believe it or not, it's going to be a case of liability against the cruise line. It may also be liability of the passenger, but it's a dangerous thing to drink too much alcohol on a cruise ship.
Let's move on to number four, Jim. You have treat the cruise ship like a major urban city.
Anything that can happen on land can and will happen on a cruise ship.
Absolutely.
And it's no different. You can have a heck of a lot of fun. Cruising's probably the best value that you can have on a vacation. But don't think that you're in paradise. You have to use your common sense. You have to keep your eyes open, and you have to follow some basic rules.
Number five, be skeptical of the safety of cruise-sponsored excursions.
Yeah, this is a kind of one of my pet peeves, and this comes from representing lots and lots of passengers who thought that the zip line in Honduras was safe, and it broke and ended in death. And you would never think that just going on a cruise and participating in one of these activities or getting off with your family in a bus would lead to such terrible results, but it does happen.
All right, Jim, and the last one you have is disembark in Caribbean ports at your own peril.
Yeah, my short answer is the Caribbean islands are beautiful, but I find them to be dangerous. And your listeners are going to be thinking, what is this guy thinking, to stay in the United States and, you know, hide under your sheets? And that's not what I'm saying at all. We just find, of all the cruise passengers out of around the world, we don't hear problems of people cruising out of Vancouver. We don't hear these types of problems of people cruising in Europe or even North Africa, for that matter. But this past year has seen just an epidemic of crimes against cruise passengers. There were two incidences down in the Bahamas where a total of 30 passengers were victims of armed robbery. There's a dozen families robbed in Jamaica during an excursion, and the crime situation is getting worse in the Caribbean. So, sounds pretty depressing. Sounds
thanks,
a little negative.
Thanks, Jim.
But my, you know, let me just tell you this: 13 million people sail a year, and people are going to continue to sail. But you've got to use your best judgment.
Again, it's just common sense. You can find these six tips to staying safe at sea on Jim Walker's website, cruiselawnews.com. Thanks for talking to us, Jim.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't too much of a downer. You know, I tend to depress people immensely.
No, I just canceled all my cruises for 2011, but no, it wasn't depressing.
And people on Twitter tend to shy away from me and run in the other direction.
Jim Walker, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us on Cruise Radio.